Yeah, dude.
Go see it. You still haven't seen it?
No, not yet. Not yet, I will. I've been busy.
No, you haven't.
No, that's true.
I've been busy.
Taking naps. Busy taking naps.
See, I know you too well. You can't use your baby excuses and your busy excuses on me. I know what you do.
Sorry, hold on. I got an itch. I'm not listening to you. What are you saying?
Nothing. Let's just get to the damn topic.
It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Town. It was a big itch. I'm sorry. I'm sure you said something important. Specialite, hiring now. A great career awaits you at Specialite. Awesome pay, room to grow, amazing benefits. Check out more, special-lite.com, and get started on your new career today with Specialite. Your topic for today, who is the most famous person you've ever met?
And pretty simple.
How'd it go? Yeah.
You want to go or you want me to go?
Why don't you go? You've met a couple famous people, so.
Yeah. I always tell this story because this is probably the best, most significant one for me.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was part of Thomas the Train. He was the conductor in Shining Time Station. The old Thomas. Talking about Mr. George Carlin.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about it. Yeah, George Carlin. You met him.
And you
didn't get a picture with him.
You probably know him for his comedy and, other movie bits. But, yeah, he was the conductor in Shining Time Station. That's how I knew him as a kid. So this was great. So he did a comedy thing at LMC. This is back in like 2006?
Yeah.
7? Somewhere around there, maybe? Anyway, we got to introduce him on the stage. And introducing me on stage, you get to go to the green room, and we show up like 45 minutes early. So we get to hang out with George Carlin for about 45 minutes before he goes does his thing. And it was wild, dude, because obviously you're starstruck. You walk into the room, and dude, there he is over in the corner.
Yep.
You're like, yeah, I'm getting nervous. Get the butterflies going. The sweetest, most normal, just, hey, what's up? For 45 minutes, I was talking to my grandpa.
Yep.
Just stories after stories, and, like, I felt like I knew the guy. Obviously, it's George Carlin. Yeah, I can talk. You know that from his comedy. But the craziest thing about it was, like, all right, hey, they had the guy come out. He's like, all right, you guys got to come out and introduce, blah, blah, blah. So we go out on stage, introduce George Carlin, and I hand him the microphone. And as soon as I hand him the microphone, it was like a switch. It was wild. Like the look on his face changed. He went from just grandpa to George Carlin, with comedy. And it was just wild, like the switch of it.
He gets that stage. And I mean, he's a pro. How long ago was this?
This is, 2006. So.
Okay. Well, so he was obviously well established in his career.
Oh, yeah.
But it's he goes out there, does his thing, flips the switch, and.
But it was awesome, man. Yeah. The guy's done so many things, and he's one of my favorite comedians.
Nice. That's a good one. Yeah. And you didn't get a picture with him. Nice job, buddy. Nice job.
Dude, it was 2000. It was like a flip phone I think I had. I should have had a Polaroid or something.
Disposable,
dude.
So I have someone take a photo big. Hey, Sim, go get that developed at Walgreens and send it back.
What a dumb, dumb hunter.
Dumb. You're a big dumb.
Anyway, it was a good time, man.
I like it. That's a good answer. Good famous person to meet. I've been fortunate in this career and what we're involved in, to meet a handful, quite a few famous people. And you got to look at musicians. I mean, everyone from Alice Cooper to Zakk Wylde to...
Brock's a band boy. He gets around a famous band,
With Zakk Wylde, I was actually quite cool and calm and collected when I met Alice Cooper, but probably because I like... left my body for a moment, and the main thing I was telling myself, don't do the we're not worthy, please don't do it, Brock. Yeah. I almost did, but anyway, I've been very fortunate to meet a lot of famous people. Lisa Ann, the famous porn star, I got to meet her, do an interview with her.
Give you some butterflies, huh?
I had her sign her latest DVD, which was fantastic. I'm gonna go back to the very first famous person I met, on my own, in the wild. So when I was going to broadcasting school in Huntington Beach, California, I had a part-time job at a place called Moondoggies. All right, Moondoggies was this high-end dog shop, okay? So we sold puppies and all that stuff. It's a terrible business model, all right, because you got all these dogs sitting there and you have all these rich people coming in California buying these overpriced dogs. Long story. Oh, and I had to wear khakis with a blue Hawaiian shirt. It was pretty sweet.
It's just a famous person. It is a long story.
I got to build up to it because you got to imagine now this person there. Anyway, so I'm there working Moondoggies. I got my blue Hawaiian shirt, my khakis on, feeling pretty cool.
We get it.
All of a sudden, my manager taps me. Hey, you see who just walked in? I'm like, no, what? And it's California. I mean, you can see famous people all the time anyway. So like, look, it's, and I thought maybe she was going to say, like, it's Tom Cruise. Like, Tom Cruise is in here. But no, it was Luis Guzman, okay? Now, if you're like, Luis Guzman, like, I can't.
Who's Luis Guzman?
It's the fat guy from Boogie Nights, okay? You know, all right. Yeah. He was also in the movie Waiting. He's the chef that explains all the different games.
The wombat, the bat wing, the brain, all that.
Luis Guzman, you look him up. He's never been a major player. He's a bit player. But I'm like, oh, dear. I was a big fan of Boogie Nights. Obviously, he's in Boogie Nights. So I'm like, oh, cool. And my manager's like, well, go over and talk to him. See what he wants. So
he's a very recognizable guy. I don't think anybody else looks like that.
Exactly. So I walk over. I'm like, hey, welcome to Moondoggies. My name's Brock. How can I help you? And he's like, hey,
what's showed on the bat wing.
Yeah, see the bat. Oh, damn it, dude. Why did I do that? No, I should have shown him. I should have shown him the brain or the goat. The goat. I should have done the
mosquito,
goat.
The mosquito.
Yeah. But anyway, he was fine. I think he maybe expected me to like be like, hey, you're Luis Guzman, right? I didn't do anything like that. I tried to play it cool. And we just talked. He was looking at some dogs. He didn't end up buying anything. But yeah, so I met Luis Guzman at a dog store while I was working wearing a blue Hawaiian shirt. So
it's fantastic, dude. That's a good one.
And you know, the whole time I worked there, I was waiting. I was like, come on, there's got to be more famous people. So I got like a C-level celebrity to come in there. So, yeah.
Hey, speaking of C-level, remember the, oh no, because you weren't around here at that time. We had an old like Blockbuster. It was called Hollywood Video, right? Sitting there looking for a movie next to me. Look over. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way Sinbad is renting a movie.
I don't think it was Sinbad. Was it Sinbad?
It was Sinbad. Dude, Sinbad was at Hollywood Video in St. Joe. And I looked up at him and he kind of glanced over and he could kind of tell that I knew. And you could tell he was trying to be like, you know, inconspicuous a little bit, you know. So I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, yeah, what's up? He just kind of gave me a nod. That was it. I didn't talk to him, nothing. But
how old were you at this point?
I was like 13.
Yeah, I don't think it was Sinbad.
It was around the time he had a show. It was Sinbad. He's from Benton Harbor, dude. You didn't know that, did you?
It wasn't Sinbad. You also think Sinbad was in a movie about being a genie. I don't think you
Shazam,
know.
Shazam, yeah, 100%.
It's not a real thing. Not a real thing.
I met Sinbad at Hollywood Video in St. Joe, and you can't tell me otherwise.
Why didn't you ask him for an autograph? Like, hey, low-key Sinbad.
Actually, I might have.
Why don't you sign this copy of Shazam?
You know what? No, my buddy got an autograph from him. Yeah. Trent did, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe anything. No pictures, no autograph. I don't believe it.
There's a lot of famous people from here, bro.
All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. Who's the most famous person you ever met? How'd it go? We'll have yours when we come back. Stick around.
Sinbad.
Never got to meet DMX. I always wanted to, though.
Been a good one.
Well, good morning. 7:53, Brock Hunter. Your topic of the day brought to you by Special Light in Decatur and Benton Township. Who's the most famous person you ever met? How'd it go? Were they cool? Were they, you know, did awesome not? Anyway, let's take some phone calls here. See who's the most famous person you've ever met. WIRX, hello.
Hey, morning, Brock.
Morning.
I met Madonna.
You met, like a virgin, Madonna.
In the virgin days, mid-80s, in Chicago, I was shopping at a resale shop, Rocket 69.
Okay.
And there was this 60s party coming up, so I was in there trying to find some retro, you know, like Beach Boy wear, hippie stuff. And she just happened to be in town. She had a show booked in. I believe it was Rosemont, whatever the theme center was at the time. But as I'm shopping, I found this item, a shirt or something, polyester shirt. And I asked the attendant, what, you know, this little tiny little waif of a gal working there, I thought. And I said, excuse me, miss, you know how much this is? And she kind of looked at me and just kind of smiled, you know, kind of tilted her head a little. And before I know it, there was this shadow. There was a Sasquatch of a man staring down at me. And I looked at him, and he just glared. And I looked at her, and I all of a sudden, you know, it dawned on me. It was Madonna.
Oh, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, I said, well, I guess you don't know how much this is, do you? And she goes, she just smiled and says, oh, sorry.
So you almost got...
Okay, go ahead.
Say you almost got beat up by Madonna's security guard for mistaking her for a retail employee. Is that what you're saying?
Something like that, man. It was crazy. One of those, like, you can't believe. Did that just really happen?
Oh, that's funny, dude. I love it. That was before she faked that British accent, I'm sure. So that was before those days. Yes.
Absolutely. Nice. I said, you know, hey, I grew up over by Saginaw. I guess she's from Bay City. I just, hey, how you doing, homie?
Nice. That's a good one, man. Thanks for the call.
Talk to you later, bud.
Later. I don't think you could even get that close to Madonna nowadays at this point, right?
Hell no.
Good Lord.
No. That's the best when you just kind of run into somebody like that, you know?
Like, oh, hey.
Like you put out in the wild.
Yeah.
I love that when celebrities actually do that, you know?
Yeah, they're out there. Especially if they're cool about it. It's not like, hey, no, hey, don't talk to me, whatever. You know, anyway, but she couldn't do that at that point. She wasn't big enough yet. Let's see. We got some answers on Facebook. Scott said Brian Griese when he played for Denver.
Oh, there you go.
And he said it was the best experience ever. Didn't get his autograph, but was able to get a close-up picture of him and shook his hand. Old Griese. Old Brian Griese. I forgot about Brian Griese.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Renee got to meet Dolly Parton. Nice.
Well,
I'd like to meet Dolly.
I just saw a picture of Dolly Parton before all the surgery. That's Dolly Parton?
Look
at a completely different person.
Yeah. She's always had big, you know, dollies.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she really didn't. She's always had big dollies. That's been her thing. Maybe not as big as they are now. I think she's probably had them amped up a little bit. But
well, yeah. I mean, she wasn't born with that, dude.
Well, obviously, no one is.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I saw the picture before all of the plastic.
Oh, all that.
No, I think two different people.
I think those are real, to be honest. I think so.
God, you're dumb.
I think so. I think those are real. She was on Johnny Carson saying, these are mine. There's a big famous interview with that. Why don't we ask her? Dolly. Hey, if you're listening, Dolly, give us a call. Let us know what you got going on down there.
I'll tell you.
Let's see. Jeremy met Mick Foley at the Orlando airport in 2003.
Oh,
yeah.
Be cool.
Yep. Edward met Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, there you go. UFC fighter.
No.
That's for sure. Dude,
Ian,
I was 5 minutes away last year from meeting Hulk Hogan. I was pissed off about that.
Why didn't you?
We were at Clearwater at like Hogan's whatever. You know, he owns a restaurant in Clearwater, and we walk out, and apparently he went in right after us. So missed him.
I'd love to meet Hulk Hogan, but I feel like I would embarrass myself by doing something like ripping my shirt open and going, "What do you want, brother?" Like, all right, that's you ruined it. Get out of here. Ian did Jaeger shots with Vanilla Ice in Georgia back when he was doing his heavy metal thing. That's effing awesome.
Wow.
That is amazing.
My cousin, real quick, Mike, I've told you this story, Brock, sat next to Brian Johnson at a bar in Sarasota, Florida, and he was sitting next to him for like a half hour before he realized, what up, Brian?
Yeah.
Dude, could you imagine? He's just chilling. Just, you know, no bodyguards, nothing. He was just chilling.
I think you'd draw more attention if you have the bodyguards. I mean, there's some people that are famous enough where they have to, you know, where you can't, like, they just recognize them, you know, immediately, but...
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. A lot of people around here have met, but Muhammad Ali is a real popular answer this because being around
which
here,
is a huge answer, man. That is a world famous guy. That's a world. Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
He came to our school and did a bunch of magic when I was in school.
He did magic?
He's big into magic. He'd go to schools and he'd show all the kids magic tricks. He's a pretty good guy. He's a great guy, man.
That's great. I didn't know Muhammad Ali was into magic. That's cool. Your wife said Hunter and Brock from Rock 107. Actually, what I meant to say was John Cena. Has your wife met John Cena?
No, she wants to.
Oh, she wants to.
She loves that stubby arm guy.
Never let her meet John Cena. She will leave you tomorrow.
Dude, she would. I'm 100%. That's no joke. I'm like legit jealous.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We got more coming up. Hopefully,
John
Cena's not on the way. We'll be back with more. Stick around.